This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 30th, 2021. A backcountry hiker was rescued from Great Smoky Mountains National Park on April 11th with assistance from amateur radio after the hiker became exhausted on the trail and possibly dehydrated. A member of the hiking group, Tim Luttrell, KA9EBJ, put out a call via the W4KEV linked VHF repeater in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, requesting assistance in extricating the injured member. No cell phone service was available at the location.
This is KA9EBJ. We are on the Little River Trail in the Smoky Mountains, about 3/4 of a mile from the back country campsite number 30. We need some assistance in getting a hiker out of the area.
Responding was David Manuel, W5DJR, who obtained more information and called 911, which routed the call to Great Smoky Mountains National Park Emergency Medical Service. The National Park EMS relayed a request for the group to continue down the trail as far as possible to shorten the rescue time. A medic with the Park Service search and rescue team subsequently reached Manuel by telephone, and he served to relay questions to Luttrell. Manuel got a call from Luttrell later indicating all clear shortly after 2 a.m. The injured hiker had to be hospitalized. ARRL Tennessee Section Manager Dave Thomas, KM4NYI, told ARRL that he'd learned another hiker in the same group was close to hypothermia by the time of the rescue. Thomas will recognize each of the radio amateurs involved in the rescue with a Certificate of Merit during the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville on June 19th. ARRL has awarded a Colvin grant of $5,000 to the Intrepid DX group for help in funding its 3Y0JD expedition to Bouvet Island, scheduled for January to February 2023. ARRL life member Paul Ewing, N6PSE, and ARRL member Ken Opskar, LA7GIA, will share leadership for the now 15-person multinational team. A dependency of Norway, Bouvet is a sub-Antarctic island in the South Atlantic. It is the second most wanted DXCC entity behind North Korea. The last Bouvet activation was 3Y0E in 2007-2008. Ewing has said the team began planning for the Bouvet de-expedition on the heels of its successful 2016 VP-8 STI and VP-8 SGI efforts. The announced budget for the 2023 de-expedition is $764,000. The Northern California DX Foundation and the International DX Association are major sponsors. The Colvin Award is funded by an endowment established by the legendary DX couple Lloyd Colvin, W6KG, and Iris Colvin, W6QL, both now deceased. The Colvin Award is intended to support amateur radio projects that promote international goodwill in the field of DX. The plan calls for spending 20 days on Bouvet with 14 to 16 days of radio activity. Ewing has called on the DX community for support in achieving its mission of 100,000 or more contacts from Bouvet Island. ARRL Audio News is heard in Wakulla, Florida, Fridays at 4:30 p.m. on the 145.45 repeater, courtesy of the Sportsman Paradise Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report from Bruce Page, KK5DO. It's been quite some time since FO-29 was launched, August 17th, 1996, to be exact. It did get sick in its old age, and the command station has been working to keep it alive. FO-29 is now available for use on a schedule that will keep the batteries from completely giving out. The command team turns on the satellite based on their schedule, and when the battery voltage drops, that's it for that pass. Bruce has some dated photos of the Japan Amateur Radio League and its FO-29 command station. The station has probably been updated since. Visit amsat.com and click on History and Pictures. You might see a model of FO-29 and its older sister, FO-20. If you'd like to try out FO-29 when it's turned on, the transponder is inverting. The uplink is 145.900 to 146.000 lower sideband, and the downlink is 435.800 to 435.900 USB. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. At its April 5th meeting via Zoom, the ARRL Executive Committee nominated past ARRL President Joel Harrison, W5ZN, to become the next Secretary of the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU. The incumbent Secretary, Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, has announced his intention to step down on July 1st. ARRL International Affairs Vice President Rod Stafford, W6ROD, explained that ARRL, as IARU Secretariat, has the right and obligation to appoint a successor. Harrison currently serves as IARU Assistant Secretary. The ARRL Board of Directors ratified his nomination on April 16th. The EC also agreed to hold an in-person Board of Directors meeting in July in accordance with Connecticut COVID-19 regulations. With changes pending in the 9-centimeter band, the EC adopted a new calling frequency for that band of 3400.1 megahertz. Minutes of the EC meeting have been posted. The U.S. Department of Defense will host this year's Armed Forces Day crossband test Friday and Saturday, May 7th and 8th, in recognition of Armed Forces Day on May 15th. The event is open to all radio amateurs. For more than 50 years, military and amateur stations have taken part in this exercise, designed to include amateur radio and government radio operators alike. The Armed Forces Day crossband test is a unique opportunity to test two-way communications between military and amateur radio stations, as authorized under FCC Part 97 rules. These tests provide opportunities and challenges for radio operators to demonstrate individual technical skills in a tightly controlled exercise in which military stations will transmit on selected military frequencies and will announce the specific amateur radio frequencies they are monitoring. The regularly updated schedule of military government stations taking part in the Armed Forces Day crossband test and information on the Armed Forces Day message is available on the MARS website, www.dodmars.org/home/armed-forces-day-2021. An April 20th amateur radio on the International Space Station contact with youngsters in the small town of Winmalee, Australia, folded excitement and enthusiasm into their studies. It took a couple of years to arrange the ham radio hookup with teacher Alison Broderick's K-6 pupils at Winmalee Public School, but the effort put into the enterprise paid off. Astronaut Victor Glover, KI-5BKC, at NA-1SS, fielded questions on a range of space travel-related topics. The Telebridge contact involved a direct 2-meter ham radio connection between Glover on the ISS and ARIS team member Jean Popier, ON-7UX, in Belgium. Two-way long lines audio between Belgium and Australia completed the circuit for the approximately 11-minute contact. The ham radio contact gave 8 youngsters a possibly life-changing opportunity to learn about living and traveling in space by speaking with somebody who's already there.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and my question is, what is the best way to describe the feeling of microgravity? Over.
I would say it is like dreaming about flying.
What personal items would you take into space if allowed, and why? Over.
I brought pictures of my family. That was probably the most important thing.
Glover's number one piece of advice, be resilient, don't stop in the face of challenges. World Radio Sport Team Championship 2022 has been postponed for a year at the WRTC 2022 Association Assembly on April 23rd. The event's organizing committee decided to postpone WRTC 2022 after consulting with the WRTC Sanctioning Committee. Quoting now, "There have been no changes in the qualification process or to the overall structure of the event and its sponsoring committee," said the announcement from WRTC 2022 Organizing Committee President Carlo De Mari, IK1HJS. A detailed report on the qualification standings will be prepared and released at a later date in consideration of the worldwide public health challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic. We believe our decision is reasonable, end quote. Look for further announcements as new arrangements for the event are laid out. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 30th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur radio news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. For now, on behalf of ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME73, and we'll see you next time.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.